Pauline Parson, PAULINEPARSON, 92152, today 7:30, 2024. Ms. Parson is a 72-year-old woman currently in hospice with Alzheimer's dementia. Patient is married for 54 years. She has two children. She was a heavy smoker till age 40. Then she quit smoking. She doesn't drink alcohol. She's been quite confused, had significant weight loss with protein, calorie, malnutrition, lives with her husband. In the past 4 to 6 weeks, she's actually rallied. She's doing better with her activities. She's eating better as long as they have something sweet for her to eat. Her weight has stabilized. Here in the paragraph, Ms. Parson has been looked at for possibility of switching to home health at this time. Social, as above, she used to be a social worker, as I mentioned. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink at this time. Surgery, only hysterectomy and medication, trazodone 50 at bedtime, vitamin Zoloft 50 a day, Neurontin 100 TID, Buspar 10 up to 3 times a day, Tramadol 50 PRN. Mitridine, MIDRODINE, 5 milligram as needed for low blood pressure. Allergy done. Review of system, appetite is improved, mental status has actually improved, she's oriented to person and place now, which is improved from previously, she has no nausea or vomiting, she still has dizziness related to hypo, H-Y-P-O tension, hence the reason for the Mitridine, no nausea, no vomiting, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, no seizure or convulsion, patient still feels unsafe with walking by herself, that's why her son and her husband always help her. Family history, mom died of ovarian cancer, dad died of some kind of bone cancer. On exam, she's awake. Mental status improved. She's oriented to place and person at this time. Blood pressure 98 over 59. Pulse is 68. Febrile 98.3. Temperature 95% oxygen. Heart pulses 1 plus 2. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Next for JVD screen shows no rash. Slight elevation on top of both lower extremities. Assessment number one, as far as her Alzheimer's is concerned, patient is actually showing improvement. Number two, agree with switching patient to home health at this time. And next number, patient's family agrees with the assessment as well. Next number, sister smoking. Next number is dizziness related to HYPO tension. Next number is Mitridine is available, but the family doesn't want to give it to her because of side effect. Next number, I told them she can also use crackers, saltine crackers, two or three crackers three times a day should help with the blood pressure. Since they, if we get the systolic over 100 to 110, she should feel a lot better. Next time is anxiety stable. Next time is continue with trazodone at night. Next time is symptoms of neuropathy. Next time is COPD related to previous smoking. Next number, overall prognosis remains poor. Nevertheless, patient may be switched to home health with where she can probably get more help with physical therapy and occupational therapy to improve her functional status and reduce her risk of fall. Thank you.